All right.
Top of Pei Aleph, Amud Aleph. So the Gemara, we are from 5 lines from the top. So we were talking about this idea that there's different, you know, the importance of, we're talking about nidarim that a woman takes, that, you know, whether they're defined as inoy nefesh, dvarim shebeinu lebeina, etc. And we mentioned this, we're trying to attack Rav Yossi, basically, right, about the value of water, washing, etc. And it kind of concluded with this point that it's important that the importance of laundry is so much value that if you had a city that's that has water that comes from a spring, and there's only enough water to do laundry in the original city, or it's for the people in the next city to drink, that you should do laundry first rather than drink. Fine. So the Gemara is going to kind of continue about some of these topics. So the Gemara says, "Shalchu Misam." They sent from Misam, means from Eretz Yisrael. So they sent a message from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Hizaru be'arvu bisa, hizaru be'chabura, huzaru be'bnei einayim, b'nei aniyim. So the arbubisa is that same thing we said before, was the what's going to happen to a person if they, you know, don't wash their hair. Arbubisa was like, if you look at the Ran, 3 lines from the top, we said if a person doesn't do arbubisa, they don't wash their hair, etc., they're going to get arbubisa deresha. Kishe inu misayik rosho tamid mimitoch kach ikar arbubisa deresha. And what happens, master de avira, the person's going to go blind from or impact their sight in some way. Because the schmutz on the head somehow impacts the one's sight. There's actually more in this in Chazal, not about that. It's not like that necessarily that the schmutz on your hair is somehow going to, again, we're talking about like a person doesn't clean your hair for many, many days or weeks, or whatever. It's not that it's going to go, like, drip down into your eyes, but that somehow, like, the pores of the skin, that when a person doesn't take care of their hair, it can have an impact on the eyes. There's other Amarei Chazal like this. But okay, fine. But the point is that, so that they sent from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, they reminded everyone, if you're now living in Bavel, you've been sent to Gala, so you should be careful about Arubisa, about this idea of making sure that you shouldn't get, you know, you shouldn't leave yourself all dirty. Hizaru bechabura. You should be careful bechabura. What do you mean bechabura? So look at the Ran. Hizaru bearbubisa. Klomar hizaru betichboses ubrechitza. You should be careful to clean yourself better. Well, hizaru bechabura. Lame Torah bechabura. Shetamid mechadadim zev esharaf. Right. So they mentioned. So they told them in Bavel, you should make sure that you're not just learning by yourself. You're learning with a group, because you learn with a group what happens. So one person says, "Ah, oh, that doesn't make sense. Let's try something else. Maybe it means this. Maybe it means that." But if you're learning with other people, so there's more of a back and forth. You can understand better than if you just learn by yourself. And also, Yizar b'bnei aniyim. You should also be careful about the children of poor people. The shtad l'lamdam Torah. You should make sure to teach. I don't think it means only aniyim, but meaning you may have thought, but aniyim, you know, not as chashav, not as important, whatever, so I shouldn't be as careful with them. No, you should be careful to teach them Torah also. Why should mehem teach the Torah? Because it's actually from them from whom the Torah will emanate. Why should ein lehem esek acher? They have nothing else to do. Very interesting, however, right? That sometimes you think, oh, someone's, you know, poor, they're lacking, yeah, they're also lacking the distractions, right, of having more things and more stuff and more to take care of. You know, the Chazal say, "Marbe nachasim, marbe daiga." Right? You have more, so you have more to worry about. If you don't have anything else to do, so you just kind of, you know, you hang out. And if you hang out, so what do? Yes, you're going to learn. So that's what you'll spend time with. You have nothing else to do. Va'od shadaitam shveila aleim. Also, because typically someone who has less money, is more humble. And a person is more humble, again, they make themselves a kli for learning. I went to Rabbi Leibowitz. He told a story that Rav Shechter was talking about quoting a lot of Chazanishes in Taros. Okay? Seder Taros. So once asked Rav Shechter, like, why is Rabbi quotes the Chazanish in Seder Taros so often? He said, well, my father had very few svarim when we were a kid, and one person gave him a Chazanish in Seder Taros. He goes, So I was bored. I had nothing else to do. So I learned a lot of Chazanish and Karav. So if you're bored, if you have nothing else to do, so you know, if you're like Rav Shechter, that's what you do. But anyways, but yeah, but whatever. The point being, Benaniyim also, I don't know if Rav Shechter was an Ani, but the point being, Benaniyim, the point is that you have nothing else to do, so you'll spend time learning. Okay, so you should be careful about all these three things. Fine. Continues the Gemara. And how do I know? Shemehen teitzei Torah shenemar. Back in the Gemara, Yazel mayim midalyo. Shemehen teitzei Torah. Right. So Yazel mayim midalyo really should mean that the water comes out of a. I think it means like more like a well. Yeah, well, but also lashon dal is also lashon of a poor of an ani. Okay. So now to ask the Gemara. Upnei ma ein mitzuyin tam lechacham. Why is it true that when you have a Talmud Chacham, very often the child is not a Talmud, doesn't, if a person is a Talmud Chacham, very often their child is not a Talmud Chacham. Okay, I don't know if it means that. It's always not true, but I'll look at the Ran. Look at the Ran says. Let's say it's Mibnehem Talmud Chachamim, She'al Harov Einam B'nei Torah. Now, typically, if someone's a Talmud Chacham, their children are not. I don't think it means like they're not, like, you know, every person's a Talmud Chacham, their children are like that for them. I think it means like, you know, maybe not the same level as their father was or whatever. Okay, so why does that happen? It doesn't just like go automatically. So Rav Yosef, we're gonna give a few reasons. Rav Yosef, Shelo Yomru Torah Yerusha Hilahem. Okay, so one reason is that people shouldn't say that Torah is a Yerusha for him, meaning that we shouldn't say that Torah comes, you know, easy. Take a look at the Ran. Yerusha Hilahem, Lo Yumadu Torah, Me'acha Shehem Somchim Shi Yerusha Hilahem. Meaning if you would, you know, question is, it means like it's like a punishment, or like it was done on purpose, or just the point is what ends up, you know, this sounds like almost like the Ribbono Shel Olam makes it happen on purpose that they don't become Talmidei Chachamim. Why? So that people won't say, oh, it's, you know, Torah just comes easy. If you're born into it, it comes easy. No, it has to, every single person who wants to be successful in Torah has to work at learning. Okay, one answer. Rav Sheish has Bereder of Edi Omer. Kadesh lo yiskadju al hatzibur. Says no. So they shouldn't be go there al hatzibur. What does that mean? Says the Ranshim lo haisa Torah posekes mehem yagis daitam. Right. So that the Torah doesn't stop with them. So they'll get they're going to become balagaiva. So the fact that it doesn't go automatic and you have to, each person feels they have to work at it. So then it doesn't allow them to lift themselves over the tzibur. Each person will feel like, oh, you know, I'm not as special as, you know, oh, my father is X, Y, Z, or I come from a certain family. No, every person feels the need to humble themselves and to learn. Marzucha Omer Pnei Shehen Miskarbim Ala Tzibur. Marzucha says, it is because they are, the language here, the Aruch changes it to Miskadrin, same language. So one is Kadesh Lo Yiskadru, or one is Mipnei Shehen Miskadrin, meaning one is that it's hard, it's made hard, it doesn't just go out automatically, so that they shouldn't come to raise themselves to the tzibur, or the reason they don't come to Mi'chum is because that is naturally what happens, and therefore it's sort of as a punishment. If you lift yourself over other people, so then you're going to have the Torah taken, you know, not come as easy. Fine. Rav Ashi Amar, Mishum Dekaru Le'inchi Chamrei. Rashi says, I'll tell you a different reason. Because the children of Talmidei Chachamim sometimes call other people donkeys. Okay? That's a good reason for not to. Why do they call them donkeys? Presumably because, you know, they put down other people and say that they're not so smart and they're not as smart as them, etc. So again, the sense of like a royalty that comes from your family, no, lav dafka. Ravina Omer She'ein Mevarchim B'tor Tzachila. Okay, now Ravina gives a totally different reason. What is it? It's because they don't make Birchas HaTorah before they learn. Okay. Well, the Amar Yehuda Marav, my dechsev, mi ayisha chacham v'yavina zos, davar zit. So the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, who's a chacham who understands this? Davar zit nisha lachachamim, v'le nevim, was asked to the chachamim and asked to the nevim. The Bach adds, v'le malchei asharis. Velo Pirshu. So it's asked the Chachamim, asked the Levim, asked the Malchei Asharis, meaning the different levels of people. and you know, individuals with chachma, and none of them could explain what this means. Until Hashem himself explained, what is this, you know, what are you talking about? So Hashem explains, the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu that you abandoned my Torah. But the Pasuk also says, So you abandoned my Torah and you didn't listen to my voice. Well, which one is it? Those seem to be the same thing, right? So if that's true, why tell me both? So Amr Rav, Lomar, the Bach Ezer Lomar, She'ein Mavarchim B'Torah Techila. So what does it mean? It doesn't mean Azvam is Tarasi. Doesn't mean they actually didn't learn Torah, right? Because you could say that's Lo Shamu B'Koli. So what does it mean, Azvam is Tarasi? It means that there was a certain abandonment of Torah, the Chashivas of Torah. And if you don't feel that something has, you know, if you feel like Torah doesn't have value, so then you don't make a bracha on it. Even you may still learn Torah, but if you're not mivarcha in Torah techila, so it reflects a certain lax nature, lack of chashivas given to Torah, which would explain, by the way, why it is that the children of Talmidei Chachamim don't become Talmidei Chachamim because they're not mivarcha in Torah techila. Why? Because they take Torah for granted. It's just a conversation. Yeah, we always talk about Torah in my house. It's not such an important thing. Whatever. My father always talks about Torah. Yeah, whatever. But it's not seen as a chash of a thing. And so that's why it doesn't get passed on in that way. There's a very, very off-quoted Ran about this topic. He writes the following. Look, it's a Darvaz Initial Chacham, etc. Velop Yeshuhu. Mil Chsiv Ayomar Hashem Al Azvam Es Tarasi. Michlal Daleka. The lake of the Yad of Lahadure time. It sounds like there's nobody who knew how to answer that. Explain this is about. And like Kutcha Brichu Hulachud, right? Only Kadosh Baruch himself was able to explain this. And he writes, "Umetzasi b'Megillah Sitarim." I found in some type of hidden Megillah Shor Ben Yonah. The Kra Hachadiyik. He wants to explain the pasuk this way. The Al Shalab Brichu B'Torah Techila Avda Haaretz. Right. That's because they. Because again, Yirmiyahu is talking about the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, right? And why was it that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? So Rabbi Yonah explains this pasuk is, you can explain the pasuk very, you know, specifically, that it means that because they didn't make Birchas HaTorah, that the land was lost, that they got sent into Galus. Dim Isa Al Azvam Es Tarasi Kipashta. If you just read Al Azvam Es Tarasi in a simple way, Mash Misha Azvu Es HaTorah Below Hayu Oskimba. And it sounds like they didn't keep the Torah at all, right? So if you ask the Nevi'im, the Chacham and the Nevi'im, and why couldn't they explain it? Why is that a hard thing? They asked them and they didn't know, they couldn't explain. What do you mean they couldn't explain? It's simple. So it must be, it says Rabbi Yonah, no. Then why they couldn't explain it? Because it didn't make sense. Al-Azm is Tarasi, it wasn't true. Everyone was learning, right? There was yeshivas and whatever. Like that wasn't the problem, right? They were learning Torah all the time. And they couldn't explain it. They couldn't explain why Taka they did lose the land if everyone was learning. So until Hashem himself explained, because Hashem knows what's happening on the inside of a person. He knew they weren't making birchas Torah first. Right? So again, it doesn't even necessarily mean they didn't say Birchas HaTorah. But the point being, it didn't have, maybe it does mean that, but the point is that what it really meant was, it wasn't chashuv enough, that it was worthy of a bracha. Shelo hayu oskim ba lishma. U'mitoch kach hayu mezalzlim b'birchasa. And because of that, they weren't so careful about the bracha. V'hainu lo halchu ba klomer b'kavanasa u'lishma. Meaning they didn't follow it. Meaning they with kavana and to learn l'shem Shemayim rather than learning for... kavod or learning so people think X or Y or Z about me, so I'll be able to, you know, show someone else how much I know. They were learning for other reasons. And therefore, that's Al Azvam Es Tarasi, that's why they were so hard to explain, and that's why they finally gave this answer. Elu Divrei HaRav HaChassid Zav, Ehim Na'im Ru'uyin L'misha Amram. This is not the usual language of the Ran, you know, but this Ran is quoted often, you know, in the conversation about the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, etc. All comes from this Ran over here. But okay. Fine. Okay, so it continues the Gemara. Isi bar Yehuda lo asala mesifta de Rav Yossi. So Isi bar Yehuda didn't show up at the base medrash of Rav Yossi tlasa yomei. He didn't show up for three days in a row. He didn't come. So Ashkeche Vardimus Rav Yossi. So Vardimus, the son of Yossi, came over to him. Amalei, my tamalo asal bit mar le be midrash to daba. How to last yobi? He goes, why didn't you come to the father base midrash for 3 days? You're gone, missing for all these days. What's happening here? Presumably, he used to come every day. Right? Been missing for 3 days. I guess it was considered, it was a big deal. So Amalei, kitai me da avucha lo yadana hechi isai. He goes, because your father says things, and I don't understand the rationale for the things that he says. He says things that I don't understand why he says them. And take a look at the Ran. We're going to explain this in a second, but the Ran writes, "Taima da avucha lo yadana da amar kvisasan kodemis lachaya acherim." Right? What are the things Rabbi Yossi said? The thing that sounds very strange to us. We saw on the bottom of the last amud, right? Which is that doing laundry comes before drinking water for other people. Your own laundry comes before drinking water. So v'hamisvara leisa, right? And I have no rationale to explain why this would make any sense. And that's why I want to know where to come from, right? You have one of two things. Either you have a svara or you have a pasuk, and he brought neither. So I don't understand what he's talking about. So he said, I stopped coming because the things he was saying didn't make any sense to me. Okay. So Amalei, he says back to him, Amalei lema mar maika Amalei, tell me a dana time. He goes, fine, so tell me what it is that he said that bothers you. Maybe I'll be able to explain it. So Amalei, so he said, Hadisanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kvisasan Kodman Lachaya Cherim. Right, he says this idea that Ryoshi said that laundry of your own laundry, the water for your laundry comes before drinking water for other people. How can that possibly be? So Krami Nalan, what's the pasuk? Where did he get it from? So Amalei Dichsiv Umigreshayim Yiyu Lebehemtam. Because the pasuk says that your areas around the city should be for your animals. Okay, and then the pasuk also says, but you have the whole pasuk there.
We do.
Yeah, what does it say? Yeah. Right. So it says it's migreshem ayulu behemtam and chochayasam. So this is talking about the cities of the Levium. So what's kol chayasam? If you already just mentioned that the area is for the animals. So ile machaya. If you want to say that it's for chayos. V'halu chay b'chal behemai. So it can't be referring to the animals because you said behemtam. Behemtam refers to all animals. And it's not the distinguishing between chaya and behema here. So elamai chayasam chiyusa mamish, right? It means your lifeblood, meaning like the water, right? So okay, but pshita, that's obvious, right? So elalav kvisa. So it can't mean referring to like drinking water because that would be obvious. But it must mean something else. So your the thing that is your chiyus that isn't your animals and isn't your regular drinking water must be something else. And what is that? Elav kvisa, that must be laundry. The ha ikat saira de erbubisa, because we know that a person doesn't do laundry, it can really be dangerous for them. And that must be what it's talking about. Fine. Okay, so now he had a svara, so now he can come back to the base manager. All right. So, by the way, look at the Ran says, Ulidin halacha, the second line in the medium lines. Kaimalan karabana, the rechitza vikisha nidra irin nefeshem. We pass on like the rabbana that. Cleaning yourself and the woman adorning yourself, these are nidarm of inei nefesh u'mefer bein la'atzo bein la'chir, and the husband can be mefer whether it's for him or whether it's for even for the future, or she ends up with somebody else. The yachid v'rab malachir rab, because we have one versus the rabbanon, we pass on the rabbanon. Ve'od the milsa the shmuel mishmei the levi the lakam and kavasayu shayichad kinen farish lafan. Yeah, but Afagav the Amr Huna Kulei Pirkin Rabbi Yosi. We're going to see later on that Rav Huna is going to say this whole thing is Rabbi Yosi. Lo Kam Lan Kavase. We don't pass on like him yet. Fine. Aval Harambam Zal Pasuk Midi Rav Huna Rabbi Yosi to Ain Mefer Ela Mishum the Darm Shabbin Alabina. But the Rambam actually passes like Rabbi Yosi that we only can Mefer if it's in the Darm Shabbin Alabina. We're going to talk about that right now. What's the difference between Inu Nefesh and the Darm Shabbin Alabina? So we'll get to that right now. Okay. So Amr Rabbi Yosi Ain Elo Nidre Inu Nefesh. Right. So the whole point was that Mishnah that we started with, right, which talked about in the Dharm Shu Mefer, Dharm Shayesh Ben Inay Nefesh, Imer Chatim Lo Erchatim, Imer Shkashe, Imer Shkashe, etc. And Amr Rabbi Yossi, Ein Elu Nidre in Nefesh. Right, so he said these things are not Inay Nefesh. Fine. So that was his, the attack that he set on those, on that issue. So Ibar Lehu, Rabbi Yossi, Mo Shiyafir, Mishum Dvarm Shinir Lubena. So when Rabbi Yossi says, Ein Elu Dvarm Shayesh, when he says the language is very specific, Ein Elu Nidre Inay Nefesh, Rabbi Yossi didn't say habal eino mefer on it. Al elu eino habal mefer. He says they're not eating nefesh. Okay, does that mean they're not eating nefesh, and therefore the baal can't be mefer? Or maybe no, they're not eating nefesh, but they're dvarim shebeinu lebeinu. They have something. We're going to explain what those beinu lebeinu means in a second. But like they do fall into that category. In which case, even though Rabbi Yossi disagrees about the definition or with the categorization of these things, it doesn't mean he thinks that the baal can't be mefer. He just thinks they're not categorized as eino nefesh. Right, so that's the kind of the question here. So maybe because maybe he'll say you can be mefer, a husband can be mefer because they're dvarim shebeinu lebeinu. Okay, so let's see. So Tashma, Amar Rabbi Yossi, ein elu nidre eino nefesh, adval dvarim shebeinu lebeinu havya. Okay, so that would work. So we see the Rabbi Yossi says these are not eino nefesh, but dvarim shebeinu lebeinu they are. Right, and there, in which case, he should be allowed to be mefer. Okay, so says Gemara. Just take a look at the Ran for 1 second. Yivay Elihu, on the first wide line. Yivay Elihu Rabbi Yossi Ma'ar Sheyefer. So his birchitza v'kisha tepligi alahi derabanan. Right, again, these examples of washing and taking care of herself, etc., that he argues with the Rabbanan, mi amar dadafka mishum inu nefesh shu tepalig alayu, de lo mefer, ava mishum tefarim shu inu bina, modri yosi de mefer, right? Benafka mina, and what is, who cares, de Rabbanan da amar inu nefesh have a mefer, bein la'atzim, bein la'acher. Because if you, so who cares if he does think that you can be made for them, why would he go out of his way then to say, they're not nidra inu nefesh? Just, can you be made for and not be made for? Right? Why are we getting so specific about which type of neder it is? So it matters. Because according to Rabbanan that you say that these are inay nefesh, so then he can be made for himself, and he also ben la'acher. Remember we mentioned before, there's a question of whether his hafara works only as long as he's married to her, or even if she marries somebody, when she goes ahead and ends up they get divorced, and she marries somebody else, if it stays intact. So if it's inay nefesh, it's going to work for both. Right? Meaning, if it's dvarim shebeinu lebeinu, if it's something that has to do with the two of them, right? So then it's only going to be, the hafara will only matter as long as they're married, right? So that's why this question makes a difference, even if, whatever, some reason will allow them to be mefer, that's not enough. Because it's knowing which reason actually could impact how far the hafara, how long the hafara is going to last. And that's why it makes sense to make that distinction. Fine, so the Gemara's, so we mentioned this idea of Rabbi Yossi. Ein elin idrin edu nefesh aval dvarim shebeinu lebeinu havyan. They are beinu lebeinu. So Gemara says, well, not so fast. Dilma leditu ka'amrilu. Ledidi, maybe Rabbi Yossi is just saying, when he says aval dvarim shebeinu lebeinu havyan, maybe he's not saying that about himself. Maybe he's saying that for the Rabbana. And maybe he's saying, for you, right? Ledidi, I feel the dvarim shebeinu lebeinu lo havyan. Right? But if you ask me, they're not even dvarim shebeinu lebeinu. Right? Ledidchu, but for you, da amrisu havyan nidri edu nefesh. Oduli the ain elu nidre inu nefesh, meaning, but maybe according to you, right? You again, you want to say that there's something they're going to have some value, they're going to have something that he should be made for. But you even you should agree, maybe the divine should be able to be enough, but they're not nidre inu nefesh. Maybe that's what Yossi is saying, meaning he's not maybe for him, the fact that he says this phrase doesn't necessarily mean that Yossi is saying this, that this is his shita. He might be talking about your shita, the Rabbanan shita, and he's trying to explain them, so that's not necessarily going to answer our question, so we're still stuck with the question, and we'll try to give the answer tomorrow. Okay, shkach.